The Six Loves of Billy Binns. Written and read by Richard Lumsden. John Greenleaf Whittier. For all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these, it might have been.
Part 1. Chapter 1. I have to get this out. I have to get it down before it's gone for good, while it's still clear in my head. While they're all sat beside me, as alive now as they were then, these people I once loved. Mary. Hello, Mary. Do you remember me? You were my first. Though there may have been others before you. Slips of things, stolen moments behind a market stall or in the straw of a cattle barn, but nothing to match the time we shared together. That first eruption of love, when the world shifts and everything glows orange. You died much too young, of a broken heart, if I remember right. Not sure if it was me or someone else who broke your heart. But we were never meant to last, you and me. Too many complications along the way, what with one thing and another. Still, I loved you, Mary, old girl. Then Evie. I loved you, Evelyn Ellis, for a lifetime, if I'm honest. We were the right age for love when we started out. You were my forever girl. A love that should have lasted to the end. But the world doesn't work that way. I loved you from the first moment I saw you. You might say that isn't true, but you'd be wrong. I loved you then as I love you now. These dry embers, buried deep, set alight once again at your memory. A fire that burned quiet for the rest of my life. Archie, my little boy. I loved you, son, as soon as I knew you'd sparked into life and knew you were a boy. I felt you kicking, your tiny feet. Knew it would be you, Archie Binns, with your scruffy knees poking out your shorts, your pockets full of marbles, the cat's eye and the oxblood, the jasper, the aggie and the ruby. Your little hands. Do you remember how we climbed trees together? You know how much I loved you. I'm not sure if I ever said it to you, not out loud anyway, not in words so you could hear. But you knew it, didn't you, son? Vera. I was unhappy when I first met you, Vera. 40-something, was I? Life was on a downward spiral. Then you showed up out of the blue. You were so beautiful, and you made me very happy. You caused me trouble, too. I paid a price for loving you, that's for sure. For a while, I was lost in the wreckage. But isn't that what we hope for when it comes to the end? To know we didn't just pass by, but live through something real along the way. Everyone should be lucky enough to have a Vera once in their lives, despite the trouble, despite the price you end up paying. To be taken to the edge and made to jump. To love until it hurts. Mrs. Jackson. Black Betty. Didn't think I'd ever get those feelings again much later on in life, after Evie and Vera and the rest of them. But suddenly, there you were. You brought me out of retirement, you might say. We were old when we met. Not proper old, like I am now, of course. I was still able to do something about it back when you showed up, and we made it good, the two of us, when there wasn't much pickings around. Some lovely years together. Me and Mrs. Jackson. Funny, still calling you Mrs. Jackson after all this time. Mary, Evie, Archie, Vera, Mrs. Jackson. Five of them in all. Five loves. Is that it? Doesn't sound much after all this time. I recall the names, but the faces come and go. When you first meet someone, you don't know how long they'll be in your life for. It could be minutes, or it could be forever. You don't know when it starts, and you don't know when it stops. Some endings are final. Others take you by surprise. Their last goodbye. The world drags them away, and all that's left is a fading memory, turning to dust, like the flesh on these old bones. I want to remember what love feels like, one last time. To remember each of the people I loved, to see them all clearly again. I'll start with Mary. Get it down on paper, all the details, before it's gone for good. While it's still clear in my head.